Good morning.
早上好。
好。Hey everybody.
很高兴见到大家。
Can I say Merry Christmas?
我可以说圣诞节快乐吗？
It's December. Can you believe it's December already?
已经到了十二月。
Wow. You don't hear Merry Christmas that much anymore these days, do you?
现在大家不再像以前那样经常听到大家说圣诞节快乐。
And don't not say it. We want to speak those words out. Merry Christmas.
所以大家不要不说，就大胆地说出来圣诞节快乐。
19 days. Are you ready?
还有十九天，大家准备好了吗？
Well, it's been quite a year in the life and the ministry of this church.
过去的一年对我们教会生活和事工来说是不同寻常的一年。
They look back just a little bit. We had 10 baptisms this year.
我们去年一年一共有十位弟兄姐妹受洗。
With five at Thanksgiving just last Sunday, and five at Easter.
在上个感恩节的周日有五位，在复活节有五位。
So that's great. We see God is just continuing to add new members into his family.
所以我们看见神不断地加增人数在他的家中。
We say, Zan Mei Ju.
我们说赞美主。
Now listen, another really wonderful blessing we received in 2015.
我们在2015年还领受的一个美好的祝福就是
God has brought to us Pastor Luo and his family.
就神带来罗牧师一家。
We prayed and we waited a long time.
我们祷告等候了很久。
God's timing is always perfect.
但是神的时间是完美的。
Now listen, last year, you know, we experienced some things as a church that were, and I'm going to say, you know, difficult, they were painful.
但是我们教会在去年也经历了一些困难和痛苦。
There are relationships and their trusts that were broken.
有一些信任和关系上的破裂。
So I hope and I pray that we have all learned some very valuable lessons, you know, through that difficult time as well.
所以我希望我们大家都在这些教训中学到了一些宝贵的经验。
It's truly, it is by God's grace alone that we have weathered through that stormy sea.
所以借着神的恩典，我们经历这些，但是却没有被摧毁。
Yes, good. Okay, so now we're going to begin to look forward, not just to Christmas, but we're going to look forward into 2016.
现在我们就开始期待，不只是期待圣诞节，也是期待2016年。
I want to start you off with good news.
我要先给大家说一些好消息。
It's our memory verse for this morning.
就是我们今天的背诵经文。
Okay, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I will build my church.
主耶稣说，我要建立我的教会。
This church belongs to Jesus Christ.
这个教会属于主耶稣基督。
Amen.
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 It is only the God who has the power to save people.
只有神才有拯救。
And God allows us to be a part in what He is doing.
然后神也使我们成为他计划中的一部分。
So God is building His church.
神在建立他的教会。
He builds it one stone or one person, one baptism at a time.
一次用一块石头，一次用一个人，一次用一次洗礼。
And He has given us as His church His gospel message.
神也给我们，也就是神的教会福音的消息。
Okay, so it's only because of Jesus that we can be a light in the darkness.
只是因着主耶稣，我们可以成为黑暗中的光。
Well, let me pray for our church.
我来为我们教会祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we are your church.
我们是你的教会。
And apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
离了基督，我们什么也不能做。
Lord, please bless this church.
主，求你祝福我们的教会。
So that we can pass your blessing along and bless others.
我们就可以传递你的祝福，也成为别人的祝福。
Equip us as workers and soldiers.
把我们装备成你的工人和你的士兵。
Oh Lord, all our trust, all our hope is in you.
主啊，我们所有的信心和盼望都在你里面。
We pray in Christ's name.
祷告奉基督的名。Amen.
Amen.All right, so as 2016 is approaching, we're all hoping and we're praying that God is going to continue to grow a healthy church.
所以2016年马上就要到来，我们也继续祷告，也继续希望神能够使我们教会健康的成长。
So we're going to mature.
我们可以成熟。
We're going to bear fruit.
我们就多结果子。
We're going to love each other.
我们就彼此相爱。
There's going to be more joy.
就有更多的喜乐。
And more peace.
更多的平安。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank God. He seems to have sent us a great opportunity to exercise our faith.
感谢神给我们一个很好的机会来操练我们的信心。
I think that opportunity is 900 Sarno Road.
我觉得这个机会就是在900号萨努路上。
This is an exciting opportunity.
这是一个令人激动的机会。
God willing, this is going to be a big transformation for this church.
若神许可，这将是我们教会的一个巨大的转变。
And God's going to use that our own church building now. He's going to use that so we can better serve the community.
神就要用我们自己的一个教堂，这样我们就可以更加有效的来服侍我们周围的社区。
That's going to be a place from which we're going to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
给我们的这个地方就是我们要在这里宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Amen. So we understand it's much more than just a physical church building project.
所以这不只是一个教堂的建筑而已。
This is why Pastor Luo has been speaking with us about the book of Nehemiah.
所以罗牧师前两周的信息都是关于尼希米记。
Because Christ is the real rebuilder of broken walls.
因为基督才是破碎的城墙真正的重建者。
Those broken walls.They're really symbolic of our brokenness.
这些城墙就象征着我们的破碎。
Yeah, broken people.
是堕落的人的破碎。
So God's interested in rebuilding His people from the inside out.
所以神就要重建他的百姓，是由里而外的。
And maybe some of you are ready. You're already rolling up your sleeves, getting ready to do work.
所以我们当中可能有人已经卷起袖子准备要大干一场。
We want to build a beautiful church building.
我们想要造一个很美丽的教堂。
But I want to remind us just at the beginning here of the goal and the purpose.
但是我要在开始之前先提醒大家要注意我们的目标和我们的目的。
And that's that, you know, God wants to build you up spiritually.
神也要在灵里建造我们。
And he wants you to mature in Christ.
神也要使我们在基督里成熟。
So you're going to start with your heart.
所以就首先来改变我们的心。
That's going to move then to your hands and to your feet.
然后再到我们的手和脚。
Okay, so God builds His church through us, and we're going to experience spiritual growth.
所以神就要借着我们来建立他的教会，我们也要经历我们属灵的成长。
I am expecting to see a harvest of love and joy and peace.
我很期待着能看见一场这个仁爱、和平、喜乐的丰收。
So, how can we avoid just making some mistakes along the way?
所以我们在不断前进的时候，怎么能避免犯错误呢？
I want to give two examples of what I call construction projects gone wrong.
我要给大家两个例子，就是建筑工程的失败。
One will be from the Bible, and one will be just from a modern time.
有一个是圣经当中的例子，有一个是现代的例子。
So if you think about it, in the Bible, one of the worst construction projects that there was.
大家想想，在圣经当中最糟糕的建筑工程是什么？
The Tower of Babel.
也就是巴别塔。
Okay, that's the first book in Genesis. People wanted to build a tower.
所以在圣经的第一本书《创世纪》中，人们就想建造一个通天的塔。
Here's what they said.
这他们是这样说。
Come, let's build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens.
来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天。
So that we may make a name for ourselves.
为要传扬我们的名。
And I think in just that one verse, you can see what the problem is.
所以就从这一节经文当中，大家就看到他们的问题是什么。
So before they even placed the very first brick,
他们在还没建造第一块砖之前，
their goal for the building was all wrong.
他们的目标就完全的错了。
Was it their goal to glorify God?
他们的目标是要荣耀神吗？
Not at all.
根本不是。
They wanted to make a name for themselves.
他们要传扬自己的名。
So, let's never make that mistake, okay?
所以我们千万不要犯这样的错误。
Remember, to God alone be the glory.
我们要记住荣耀要单单归给神。
Because God is always going to humble human pride.
因为神要使骄傲的人谦卑。
And so you remember what God did with that building project?
所以大家知道神对他们这个塔通天塔的建造做了什么呢
Yeah, he went down, he confused the language, that's why I have John here with me.
所以神就下去辩论他们的语言所以今天我们就要翻译
Scattered those people all over the earth.
分散人们在全地
He stopped that project.
神就阻止了这项工程
Their hearts were wrong.
他们的心是错的
Okay, I'm going to give one other negative example, then I'm going to look at the positive side.
我还要给大家一个消极的例子，然后我们就看一些积极的方面。
I don't know if you heard there's a church in Louisiana.
我不知道大家听没听说一个教会在路易斯安那。
And the roof, it has a red roof on the one side and a green roof on the other side.
他们的房顶一半是绿色，一半是红色。
This was apparently, some of the members of the church were adamant. They wanted green roof tiles.
很明显就是教会当中的一部分成员坚决地要求要绿色的房顶。
Other church members were adamant, no, we want red roof tiles.
另外一些人说不行我们要红色的房顶。
This is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
I actually, now you can read this online, but I heard it directly from a pastor who preached at that church.
大家可以在网上找到这个教会的信息但是我是直接从一个去那里讲道的牧师听到的
The disagreement became so bad that the church was going to split over the color of the roof.
他们这个意见分歧就非常大，教会就到了要分裂的程度。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗？
But finally, they reached a two-color compromise.
最后他们就达成协议。
The church did not split.
就用两个颜色的房顶，然后教会也没有分裂。
But every time you drive past that church, it's a constant reminder, the two-color roof.
所以每次开车路过那个教会的时候，都会提醒你，这个教会有红绿两种颜色的屋顶。
The disunity of the spirit within that local church.
就看见这个教会当中有不合一的灵。
So somebody said it this way, and I think it's a good way to understand it.
有的人是这样说，我觉得这是一个很好的方法来理解。
So the heart of the problem,
就是我们心里存在问题。
Was a problem of the heart,
是我们心里的问题。
Okay, God's word reminds us, above all else, guard your heart.
神的话提醒我们，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
Because everything you do is going to flow from your heart.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
And so our words and our actions are going to reveal, they're going to manifest what is in our heart.
所以我们的话和我们的行为就会显示出我们的内心。
I think you can see that in, let's just say, San Bernardino, what's in their heart, right?
大家可以从这个洛杉矶发生的事件看见他们的心。
So if we're self-centered,
如果我们以自我为中心
if we get ourselves so focused on the building project,
如果我们只是看见这个建筑
we forget to pay attention to the spiritual needs,
我们如果忘记了我们灵里的需要
then it's very likely we're going to disrupt the harmony,
所以我们就很有可能会拆毁我们当中的和睦
and we'll become a bad witness.
我们就会成为一个不好的见证。
Let's not allow that to happen.
我们不要让这样的事情发生。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So how do we build our church?
所以我们要如何建造我们的教会
？The pastor is taking us through the book of Nehemiah.
罗牧师已经带我们分享了尼希米记。
I'm just going to touch on one little part.
我还要再讲一小部分。
But when they're rebuilding the wall,
所以他们在重建城墙的时候。
Who's got the button for the slide?
谁可以放一下
？There you go. Okay. So the Israelites, they had a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other.
所以这个以色列人就一手拿着一个小铲子，一手拿着一把剑。
Does everybody know what a trowel is?
大家知道这小铲子是干嘛的吗
？Flat handle, the big wide blade.
就是这个又扁又平的这个工具。
So if you put in bricks, right, you use that trowel to put the cement in between the bricks.
就是他们把水泥 填在这个砖缝里，使这个砖能够成为一体。
Okay, so as Christians, we need both the trowel and the sword.
所以作为基督徒，我们既需要这个铲子，我们也需要这个剑。
We are both. We are laborers and we are soldiers.
我们是工人，我们也是士兵。
So we're going to be building and we're going to be fighting.
我们要建造，我们也要征战。
But not with each other.
不是彼此之间的征战。
Okay, the devil does not want us to build a strong, healthy, vibrant church.
魔鬼不想让我们建造一个坚固又健康的教会。
He does not want us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to Melbourne.
魔鬼不想让我们传扬主耶稣的福音在墨尔本。
So when we're talking about building, we're not just talking about the physical structure.
所以我们在说教堂的时候，不是只说这一个建筑。
But we're talking about building each other up spiritually.
我们也在说我们彼此之间在灵里互相建造。
Okay, so you use your trowel and you spread around the love and the joy and the peace. Okay, and we'll get.Cemented together.
所以我们就用这个小铲子把仁爱喜乐和平像磨水泥一样都抹开。
Apostle Paul said it this way.
使徒保罗是这样说的。
From Christ, the whole body joined together, everysupporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠它联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
We're going to have a team effort, right?
所以我们会这个团有团队合作。
Paul also says this.
使徒保罗还说。
Alright, let's talk about what's coming out of your heart.
这是从你心里所出来的。
Okay, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths.
污秽的言语一句不可出。
Only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs.
只要随时说造就人的好话。
Okay, so when we talk about fighting,
所以我们讲到征战的时候，
I want to remember 2 Corinthians 10:4.
想提醒大家，在哥林多后书十章第四节，
that tells us that the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of this world.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的。
We don't have a physical sword.
我们并不是有一个宝剑在手里。
Christianity doesn't go out with a physical sword.
基督信仰不是说让我们拿着兵器去打仗。
What's our sword?
我们的宝剑是什么呢？
The word of God.
就是神的话。
It's a spiritual weapon.
是属灵的武器。
There's nothing more powerful than this.
没有比这更有能力的。
Let me give you an example.
给大家举一个例子。
If we're tempted, to insist on getting our own way.
如果我们受试探要坚持走我们自己的路。
The word of God tells us.
神的话告诉我们。
Okay. Submit to one another in reverence for Christ.
就当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Or let's say we're feeling frustrated with our coworkers.
或者说我们对我们的同工灰心失望。
The word of God tells us.
神的话告诉我们。
Be patient, brothers and sisters.
弟兄们呐，你们要忍耐。
See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop.
看呐，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Patiently waiting for the autumn and the spring rains.
直到得了秋雨春雨。
I'll give you one more.
再给大家一句。
This is when you just think you're smarter than everybody else.
当你觉得你比其他所有人都聪明的时候。
Well, the word of God tells us.
神的话语告诉我们。
Those who exalt themselves will be humbled.
凡自高的必降为卑。
Those who humble themselves.Will be exalted.
自卑的必升为高。
Okay, so if we have God's word in our heart,
如果我们有神的话在我们心里，
and we allow the words to guide our actions and even our reactions,
我们就让这些话语来引导我们的行为和我们对神的和我们的反应。
So the word of God is going to shape our thinking.
所以神的话语就会帮助我们就行，让我们帮助我们思考。
Okay, then we're going to be walking in the Spirit.
所以我们就在灵里前行。
We're going to walk by faith, not by sight.
我们就因着信前行，而不是因着我们的看见前行。
When we trust God's word,
当我们相信神的话语的时候，
we will avoid selfish ambition,
我们就会避免结党、纷争、
jealousy.
争竞
dissensions
异端
factions
嫉妒
envy
嫉妒
okay 嫉妒 That's Galatians 5:20.
是加拉太书五章二十节。
Then we will live a life worthy of the calling that we have received.
我们行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And we can serve each other humbly in love.
我们就可以谦卑的在爱用爱心彼此服侍。
We will build our church.
我们就会建造我们的教会。
And we will defeat the devil.
我们就会打败魔鬼。
Okay, God's word is going to produce in us the fruit of His Spirit.
神的话语就会使我们在它里面结果子。
Now everybody should know all the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们都应该知道圣灵所结的果子。
There's 9 of them.
有一共有九个。
Just think now, they're going to do 3, 3, and 3, okay?
我们想一想，我们就三个、三个、三个来说。
Fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, and peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Okay, patience, kindness, and goodness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
信实、温柔、节制。
If you haven't memorized that yet, memorize that. That'll help you.
如果大家还没有记住的话，要努力记住，这会帮助我们。
That is who you are in Christ.
这就是我们在基督里就会成为这样的人。
That is your character.
这就是我们的性格。
And then in the future, people will come and they're going to visit our new church building.
以后就会有更多的人来参观我们的教堂。
And the most important thing they're going to see, it's not going to be just the physical beauty of the building.
他们最主要要看的不是说这个建筑有多么好看。
The most important thing they're going to see is what are Christians really like.
他们最主要要看的是基督徒到底是怎么样的。
See, are we loving and kind and showing compassion for each other?
我们是不是有爱心，是不是有恩慈，彼此之间有没有热心？
So as we walk in the Spirit,
所以我们在灵里前行的时候，
people are going to see our love for each other.
人们就会看到我们彼此之间的爱。
Okay, and they're going to give glory to God.
他们就把荣耀归给神。
And we'll receive God's blessing, which is joy.
我们就会领受神的祝福，就是神给我们的喜乐。
Okay, finally, I'm going to remind us of one of the great names for God.
所以我要来提醒大家，神的名，神在圣经里有很多的名字。
When we face challenges of all kinds,
我们遇见挑战和试炼的时候，
remember this name for God.
我们要记住神的名。
I know there are people here who have real needs.
我知道我们当中有人有很大的需要。
One of God's names is Jehovah Jireh.
神的名字有一个是耶和华喜乐。
Can you say that name?
大家可以说吗？
Jehovah Jireh.
耶和华喜乐。
Okay, Jehovah, that's God's name, that's like Yahweh.
耶和华也就是雅威。
Jireh, it means God will provide.
这个名字的意思就是耶和华必预备。
It's important.
是很重要的。
In Genesis, we're introduced to Abraham.
在创世纪中我们认识了亚伯拉罕。
Bible calls Abraham, he's the man of faith.
圣经里说亚伯拉罕是有信心的亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was the first person in the Bible to reveal this name for God.
亚伯拉罕也是圣经中第一个说到神的名是耶和华以勒。
He was walking with his son Isaac.
他和他的儿子一起走的时候。
God had told Abraham, take your son, your only son whom you love, that's Isaac.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。
And I want you to go to the region called Moriah.
往摩利亚地区。
By the way, that's Mount Moriah, that's where the temple was built, it's the Temple Mount.
也就是在圣殿所造的山上。
But take Isaac to Moriah and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain, I will show you.
在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
And so, Abraham obediently, he takes the wood for the burnt offering.
所以亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上。
He places the wood on his son Isaac's back.
把柴放在以撒的背上。
Isaac is carrying the wood.
就以撒就扛着这个柴火。
Abraham is carrying the fire.
亚伯拉罕手里拿着火。
And a knife.
和刀。
And as the two of them are walking together, Isaac says, hey, Dad.
所以火和柴在两个人一起走的时候，以撒就问他的父亲亚伯拉罕。
The fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
And Abraham answered,
亚伯拉罕说，
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Now at this moment, you got to know Abraham's heart is just bursting.
在这个时候，我们知道亚伯拉罕的心都要碎了。
He's trusting God. See, he's walking by the Spirit. He knows what God has told him to do.
他信靠神，他靠着神的灵前行。
In fact, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
在希伯来书是这样告诉我们。
Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead.
亚伯拉罕以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
And so at the very last moment,
就在到了最后的时刻，
Abraham is about to kill his son with the knife.
亚伯拉罕已经准备用刀杀了自己的儿子。
You know the story.
大家就知道这个故事。
An angel stops him. Abraham, Abraham.
一个天使就拦住了他。亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，不要伤害这个孩子。
Abraham looks up.
亚伯拉罕举目观看。
And there in a thicket is a ram, and its horns are tangled in the bushes.
有一只公羊，两脚扣在小树中。
And so Abraham sacrifices the ram instead of his son.
亚伯拉罕就取了公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
And that's where Abraham says, "Wow, Jehovah Jireh."
所以亚伯拉罕就说，哇，耶和华以勒。
I'm going to call this place by that name. That's God's name.
我就要把这个地方称为。
Lord will provide.
耶和华必预备。
Now, there's a lot of names for God in the Bible.
所以圣经当中还有很多关于神的名字。
El Shaddai,
比如全能的神。
Yahweh,
亚卫。
Adonai,
主。
Jehovah Nissi,
耶和华尼西。有很多。
So we want to know, you know, because you have a name, see, you're, God isn't an abstract, unknowable force.
我们知道神是有名字的，不是一个无名的力量。
God isn't like in Star Wars. Oh, may the force be with you.
神不像这个星球大战的台词那样，愿原力与你同在。
He's personable. He's like a person. He's three persons.
神是有位格的，有三个位格。
So God has a will.
神有意愿。
And he acts in accordance with his will.
神的行为就是照着他的旨意行。
So we see Abraham had a very great need.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕有很大的需要。
His need was far beyond any human ability.
他的需要远远超过人的能力。
But because Abraham walked with God.
因为亚伯拉罕与神同行。
And God provided for Abraham's need.
所以神就供应亚伯拉罕的需要。
Okay, I want you to trust in that. He's going to do that for you too.
我想让大家有信心相信神也会这样供应我们。
Now that's not just a picture of that. It's also in that story. It's a picture of the whole salvation story.
这个故事也给我们描绘了一幅救恩的图画。
So Abraham's sacrifice of his son.
亚伯拉罕要献上他的儿子。
It's very much like God the Father's sacrifice of His Son Jesus.
就像神舍了他的独生子主耶稣。
One very big difference.
一个很大的区别。
God did not stop the sacrifice of His Son Jesus.
神并没有停止来以献上主耶稣为祭。
Yeah, Jesus had to die.
主耶稣必定要死。
So that ram caught in the bushes, it's a picture of our salvation.
所以在这个小树丛中找到的公羊就是我们的象征着我们的救恩。
As the ram was a substitute for Isaac,
所以这个公羊就代替以撒死了。
So Jesus, the Lamb of God, is a substitute for you and me.
主耶稣是神的羔羊，也代替我们死了。
And Jesus dies in our place so that we can live.
因为主耶稣替我们死了，所以我们才可以活。
It's because of our sin against God, we all deserve death.
因为我们犯罪得罪了神，所以我们都应当要死。
So this is why one of the great names to remember for God, Jehovah Jireh.
所以这就是为什么我们要记住神的名是耶和华以勒。
So let's be people of faith like Abraham.
让我们都能成为像亚伯拉罕一样有信心的人。
Let's be children who trust in the goodness of our heavenly Father.
让我们都能作为神的儿女，能够信靠我们的神。
I can tell you, I believe that Pastor Joshua being here with us.
我相信罗牧师在我们当中。
This is a real testimony of God providing for His people.
就是一个见证，让我们看见神供应他的百姓。
In our time time of need, the Lord provided.
在我们需要的时刻，神就会供应我们。
God's timing is always perfect.
神的时间才是最完美的时间。
Do you see it?
大家看到了吗？
Okay, Jehovah Jireh,
耶和华以勒,
the Lord will provide.
耶和华必预备。
So in the coming year and through the whole new building project,
所以在这即将到来的一年，借着这个教堂的建造,
let's have strong faith.
让我们能够有信心。
I think I knocked my microphone off. Last word, that's okay. God is Jehovah Jireh.
神是耶和华以勒。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
好，我们谢谢皮特弟兄带给我们的信息，希望我们能够对神有信心，因为我们往往缺乏的不是金钱，缺乏的也不是人力，我们缺乏的是信心。我们若是有信心，神就必会为我们预备。下面有一首回应的诗歌，来回应我们今天的信息。我们来唱这首诗歌。